Hello and welcome to another session of Monday Night Therapy with John and Todd. And Todd's going to get a lot of hell this session, because he called me a hippie earlier. And I'm not a hippie. I'm just gave up. That's what I did. I gave up. And this is the result. This is what you get. We are joined tonight by two guys, Zach Lubick and Dave Haysbrook. Did I pronounce your name right, Dave?
Nailed it.
I did not. I am terrible with names. Both of these guys are with Pipeline Jerky. I believe you guys are the founders of Pipeline Jerky. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And how did this – we're going to cut the witty banter. We're just going to go right into this. We do this for an hour because Todd and I are old, and that's all that we can last. And then when 9 p.m. hits, we just go to bed. But how did this get started? How did this Pipeline Jerky thing get started?
Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, all right, I'll take this one. Really where this thing got started is a couple of our friends, Dave and I's buddies, reached out to the folks down at ABM. So Jared from ABM. And we were saying, hey, one of our good buds, Dave, has got a Twitter account, the Husk Guys. That has got just an unbelievable following. Pretty sure it's the largest by a lot Husker Twitter follower or Twitter follow besides like the Husker Football Nation, like the official one from the university. And we were like, hey, what can we do to help? We think name, image, and likeness is something. It's clearly here. It's clearly going to stay. What can Nebraska do to step out and be the best at it? And we were spitballing some ideas. There's a couple average ideas, maybe some less than average ideas that we threw out there. And then over lunch one day, Jared's like, well, what do you guys do for your day job? And I explained to him out in the parking lot, actually. I was like, hey, I help run a meat packing plant. Our main business is a pork plant. Our secondary business is a processing plant where we can make shelf-stable items like jerky. And he's like, dude, we should definitely make a jerky and focus it around the offensive line. Within like 10 seconds, he was like, we got to call it Pipeline Jerky. This is exactly, something that we need. And the more we threw the idea around amongst our friend group and with Jared and then even the players on the offensive line, we thought, oh man, this is an excellent way for the average person to be able to participate in name, image, and likeness. This idea of pay for play is probably here to stay, but that's not really the spirit of name, image, and likeness. And we thought, hey, this is a great thing. It's in Nebraska, for Nebraska, by Nebraskans. Like this is, we're making all this jerky in West Point, Nebraska, an excellent facility up there and an excellent community that is just, in my opinion, is Nebraska 101. When you think small town Nebraska or you think Omaha Lincoln, West Point is a picturesque little town, great little downtown. I believe we're the third largest employer in the area. So it's, we've got 80 some odd people on staff in West Point. It's a brilliant idea. And then ultimately what happened is last summer, I went down with my brother-in-law down to Lincoln to met with the players. And we had 7-8 flavors of jerky that I just brought. I brought boxes and boxes and boxes of jerky and sat down and watched these guys just devour them. And we decided on our top two favorite SKUs, our top two favorite flavor profiles. And then we were getting ready to launch in time for the Northwestern game last year. But I had a little snafu, and this is completely my fault, actually. We had a little snafu on packaging and missed the date for kickoff. We were going to be kicking off a week later. And as we all know, the kind of wheels fell off early last year. So we were like, hey, we're going to delay. And then ABM went belly up. Maybe no knock on Jared at all, but he was packing up camp, being absorbed by the 1890 guys, and they said, hey, you know what? You're going to have to go out on your guys' own if you want to get this going, because I had, about $80,000 in inventory that had a shelf life on it, so I couldn't just sit on it. I couldn't just wait for next year. That wasn't an option. So we said, you know what? We're going, and Dave, I sent Dave an email saying, hey, or a text or something. I was like, hey, dude, I think we're going to go, and I didn't even give him the green light. He just goes, fires it out on Twitter. Boom. 10 grand in sales. First day. Here we go.
I saw that. So
we've been running ever since. And then have had some great interactions with a lot of local media, especially podcast folks. They've been absolutely excellent to work with. John, you were one of the first people to reach out to us very, very early on. You and I and Dave had a chat. Geez, I want to say like the 10th of November, and we launched on November 1st. So you were super early to catch on to it. I think you're putting words in your mouth maybe, but I think you're kind of a believer in it, what it is that we're doing.
I am. The linemen, the quarterbacks get all the chicks. Everybody talks about the skill players. When you go out and do photography and you look through like Getty and you do all that stuff, you can find 485 pictures of quarterbacks and 600 pictures of a running back, but you can never find any picture of offensive linemen. So I thought, these guys are doing the offensive lineman thing. We got to get it going.
Absolutely. The big guys need love, man. And it can really be a point of differentiation, we think, that to let, prospective players know we love big guys as much or more, likely more, than any other program in the country. It's probably not even close. Like, we love the big guys. Dave and I can sit down and list off most of the offensive lines, for the last 25 years, and we're 35 years old. So we know everything.
I think that's, John, I think that's one of the reasons that it caught on. I think that's the reason you latched onto it, too, was this idea that, the big guys are left behind in NIL, and the quarterbacks are getting the big checks, and so are the wide receivers and skill players. But the gap in the marketplace is the O line, and that's where we felt we could fulfill that. And we also thought, where Nebraska fans really took off, like this thing hit right from the start. I think fans got it right away. It's like jerky plus offensive line equals better players, and that was like that hit right away. And so, we kind of carried on that message. It did really well over Thanksgiving, and then Christmas was huge for us. And it's carried all the way through to the event we're doing on Friday. We're getting together the original pipeline together to promote the event, to promote the product. So it's been an awesome wave we've been on. We've been thrilled to be a part of it. And the Husker fans have been unbelievable, truly unbelievable. It's the best fan base that exists out there. So it's been a heck of a ride so far.
So tell us, Todd, do you have anything? Because you're just going to have to run.
I got a couple quick questions. First of all, do you work with all of the offensive linemen that are on the team, or how is it just a smaller part of them? How have you reached out to those guys, I guess?
So what we're doing is we're making payments twice a year. So on July 1st and January 1st for the 6 months leading up to that, they're getting a direct royalty payment for every bag sold. And we're working with the top 10 guys every year. So we really are working with all of them in these meetings. We meet with everybody, whether they're playing or not. And the idea that they agreed on. So really, I threw out to those guys, said, hey, how do you guys want to split up the pie? And they kicked it around because they're like, well, we obviously the starters want a lot. They want more than their fair share, but they want it to be a point of unification, not a point of division amongst the team. So they said, we'll just go with the two deep. And that way the younger guys have got a little something to play for when it comes into it. And the other big thing too, is a lot of the existing players, when NIL rolled out, a lot of the existing players weren't getting a whole lot of love. It was more the incoming recruits and transfers. Right. I think that's why the transfer portal for the last, two seasons has been just an absolute banana land. Yeah. These guys are, everybody's walking around with their hands out saying, what do you have for me? Because I'm not getting paid anything here, because they were too old to get in that on NIL as a high school recruit.
Yeah, I think there's, from our side, we're learning as we go. There's a genuine interest on our part just to we want to create this lasting company that is able to create, a pile or, cash for the offensive line that they feel like they can be a part of, that they feel they're a part of growing the business. Like they're almost, we're teaching them to be entrepreneurs themselves, but we're learning as we go with the transfer portal. I mean, we lost almost half the guys we had signed last year just to the transfer portal and graduation. So we're kind of creating as we go of like, okay, we'll do these 6 month increments with the players that exist on the team and, who's going to be here in June and July. So, but that, to at the players' credit, we've really loved working with them because they're great kids and they get it, and they're a part of it. And they're saying like, they sort of understand the concept of like, wait, if I promote this, I get more money, right? It's like true, sales 101. And so they're starting to get it when you see them, when they go on the radio or when they go on a podcast or something like that, they're wearing the gear. They were just at SmackDown last week. I don't know if you guys saw that all the players went there and two of them were wearing the pipeline jerky stuff in the front row. And so I was like, that's perfect. Like, we're kind of texting them like, yeah, it's like, the more you guys spread, the more you guys believe in it, the more people buy the jerky, the more money you guys make. Like it is as true of a capitalist business as exists out there. And so, that's where we're, Zach and I keep trying to rally behind, like, this is what NIL was supposed to be. It was supposed to be this. It was supposed to be players launching businesses that could grow and they'd scale. And it's turned into just giant checks that are being written by big rich guys, which is not what it's supposed to be.
No, yeah, we need that too, right? But we kind of feel like we're good guys.
Yeah.
How do you start a NIL collective? I mean, did you just there, like, if I want to go start a business, you know, I can register as a, you know, a DBA with the government. I can start a LLC, S Corp, you know, there's 83 different titles. There's nothing I know of where you actually register as a Neil Collective.
No, it's,
right?
It's just the will of the people, man. You got to be able to collect as much money as you possibly can and distribute right on through. So it's a, it's really, there's really not a whole lot in front of it, man. We are already incorporated as a company, and this is just a side project that is just a simple trademark. It was simple. Took me about 18 minutes to read all the trademark law and go for it.
I think that, I mean, the hardest part about it is really the, just the connection point to the players and, you know, certainly building that relationship and trust with the players. I think that's where we, you know, Zach did an awesome job right from day one of building a true relationship with them, coming across, you know, genuine, like we have a genuine involvement and interest in, you know, growing the players. And they saw that right away. Cause I think there's a lot, what you're seeing across the country is there's a lot of checks that are being promised that can't be cashed, right? And I think you've seen a number of examples across the country. Down in Florida, there's a quarterback that was promised like $10 million and it fell apart. And so I think that the collective component is a phrase that describes a lot of things, but it's really just this, like, who's got the act, you know, the access and the relationship with the players to say, I've got a great business opportunity for you. It's to promote our jerky business or the car dealership or the car wash or whatever it might be. But I think that's a big,
That's the biggest hurdle. Yeah, the biggest hurdle is access to players. I agree.
So do you?
So
is, do you guys want to go ahead, Todd?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, as fate would have it, I'm driving through West Point tomorrow, and I just on my way to Wayne. But I was just kind of curious. So is all the jerky produced at a packing plant there in West Point? Is that?
It is at 126 West Grant Street. So if you're driving north, turn left at Casey's, and you'll run right into our main office.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I am a little bit familiar with the whole packing business and that type of thing. And you've had a jerky product before, and now this is a new label. Is that how this is working for you?
Correct. So we've got a few different things out there. We're mostly co-packing for larger national companies.
Yep.
Some definitely ones I'm sure you've heard of. So we're mostly a co-packer, but this is our first independent label. And it's been a lot of fun.
Good.
I'm not really making any money. In fact, I'm probably losing a little bit of money, but, it's a passion project. Dave and I are having
that's the time awesome.
Of our lives. Dave and I grew up together. I don't remember not knowing David. So, we and I have always been kicking around the idea of doing something together somehow, some way. And here it is. We finally found it. It's been awesome.
Well, even this Friday, we get to, you know, live out our childhood dreams. Cause so we're born in 87. We said, shared the story a few times, but our first year really following football is, you know, 1994.
Yeah.
And that's really the first full year. I was 7 years old. And so we've got the full pipeline on Friday coming. So all five starters that created the original pipeline, who we named this after, coming, and we're doing a really cool event at Hill Varsity Club, 6 o'clock on Friday. But that for us, it's like, you know, this is just stuff we love. And now we're like pinching ourselves every day. Like, did we just create something that like Aaron Graham and Rob Zajka and Brendan Stye care about? This is sweet. You know, yeah. And like at the event, Chattel's coming and Kent Pavelka's coming, Damon Benning's coming. So it's awesome for us because these are guys that we love and we followed for, you know, our whole lives. And so it's pretty cool that we can, you know, I think NIL as a whole, it just gives the opportunity for every business in Nebraska to play a part in the university and the collective success of the program. And I think that's what's cool for us is we're like, whoa, this is it. This is like what we get to do.
Man, how cool so would it be?
to be your with event all those Friday guys? Though is sold out, right?
It is sold out. Yeah,
four days, like it was very unbelievable.
No, it's sold out by the end of the weekend. We thought we had a pretty good shot of selling it out, but we were like, yeah, within 72 hours, it was completely sold out.
Yeah. We're gonna be pushing fire capacity here.
Yeah, sure. there's been a number of people that are probably just gonna show up.
So if Todd and I show up, is there going to be any room?
I mean, you know, I just hope that as long as the Hail Varsity Club folks aren't listening, I'm not going to tell you no. I'm not the bouncer, so you guys can do what you want. It's not my fire code that I got to abide by. So I figure it's a good problem for them to have. Too many customers. That's why I keep apologizing to those guys. Like, sorry for all the customers.
Yep. Sorry. Lots of paying customers.
Do you get a hold of the linemen after they're recruited? Does some, you know, when the line or did when they, when does this become, when do you actually start talking to the linemen that are coming to Nebraska?
So we've actually had several of the guys follow us on Twitter, reach out messages, things like that. Kind of a fun deal. I had one of the kids last year, right after he signed, called me right away and goes, "Tell me about it." And he's really a nice guy, and you know, he's super interested. And he goes, "Yeah, this is the type of thing that makes Nebraska different. That the creative idea to get the entire community around behind it." I mean, clearly we get a lot of Twitter and Facebook traffic and things like that. But he, it was an out-of-state kid, I'm not going to mention who, but the kid is like, "Man, this is absolutely what I'm looking for, a place to call home, to be welcomed with open arms." And he goes, and like we talked about a little bit earlier, the big guys don't get a lot of love, and these kids love it, you know? So we don't reach out to any recruits. We follow most of them for sure. But if they reach out to us, we're more than happy to answer questions and chat with them.
Yeah, we kind of been following too, and we're learning as we go. But I think as the players become seniors and they get it, you know, it's like we're kind of leaning on them as captains to like, "Hey, let's guide this thing and help us through it." But it is, we hope, and that's sort of been the intention from the beginning. We do hope it turns into a recruiting tool. You know, that's been the thing from the beginning, is it, we hope to get it to a size that it becomes a recruiting tool. So then, you know, when Rule's out there, Rayola's out there recruiting, they're like, "Hey, we got this thing. You know, here's this business. Here's like the entire community rallying behind it. We've got, the original pipelines behind it. These pipeline jerky guys are behind it. Like the whole community is rallying behind this business." And, we hope it can be something that's like when they, when they're on the recruiting trail and the coach is like, "Hey, what do I got for NIL? It's like, "Hey, here it is. This is the business. This is the opportunity. And here's what we can do for you." So, that's happening now. That's what the recruiting pitch is anymore, is, here's your opportunities on and off the field, both personally, professionally, financially. And, what are the business opportunities for me once I get there? So, we hope to be a part of that conversation.
So how successful has it been so far? I mean, do you want any numbers you can throw out? Or, I mean,
we, in just 60 days, we were well north. I'm not going to give you exact numbers, but we were well north of $10,000 that we paid out to the players. So well north of that. So,
yeah, I mean, which is, so I think it's good.
Yeah. And that was just starting. That was just like, all right. It was 60 days into this thing. So that first check was healthy for those guys. It was a significant portion for a lot of the guys. I don't think they had really gotten a whole lot of specific NIL deals. Certainly the offensive lineman guys. And and they were like, "Hey, dude, thank you so much. Like, what do I need to do?" I was like, "Just keep being you. Like, and help us out a little bit, throw a Twitter post or an Instagram post here and there." That's really all we ask from them.
Yeah. But I think they've, a check tends to get most people going, but from that point forward, I think there's a certain like, okay, I get it now. Right. Like I get the business, like, okay. Then they kind of went a little bit more forward, and they've been a little more forward thinking on what business opportunities are out there. What introductions can I make? Can we get you into grocery stores? Can we get you into different merchandise shops? And so, I think that's been cool to see. And I think has been exciting for us to see, like, these guys have a little bit of, entrepreneurial bent to them, which is cool, because then you get to see them kind of like get the wheels turning of like, wait, if I get Casey Thompson to like wear this shirt, like that helps us. Like, yes, do more of that.
Exactly. Or even like, teaching these kids about business, kind of business 101. I've been doing some cold calling with these guys. I'll hop on the phone or show up in person with these guys at local retail stores. And I mean, not for nothing, you guys know, they're celebrities. It's easy to sell with these guys. It's like, "Hey, dude, they have a platform. They have a face. They have a recognized name. Let's go do this. Let's run." So during the off season, it's been really fun to teach these guys about the business dynamics. And I really think that they are getting a little lesson in, marketing and cost accounting. I've explained all this to them. They're very familiar with how everything works. And I truly think they really enjoy it. So some of the guys too really caught on really well, like Trent Hickson last year. He's, studying to be a CPA right now. He was digging it. The kid's a great kid, really understood it. He was only participated in this for 60 days, but he still bought in. He still helps me out, still chats every once in a while. They get it. They understand that you really have got to see the forest through the trees here and understand that this is a very long-term play. We want to have an established, sustainable business that is just kicking out checks every 6 months I don't see an end to this. I really don't.
So when I first talked to you guys, I think you were in like maybe two or three stores in Lincoln and a couple in Omaha. I mean, how far have you expanded now?
We're still kind of hitting the Omaha West Point, of course, and Lincoln markets here. We've chatted with a couple other retailers. We chatted with some folks in Crete, some folks in Kearney, Grand Island. But that's really about it. But honestly, the vast majority of our business has been all direct to consumer. A lot of people like the which jerky is an unusual item for direct to consumer, but it seems like the fan base has absorbed that. I mean, it's very much an impulse buy for everybody else, but this is kind of an impulse and emotional buy as well.
Yeah, I would say the one we're chasing pretty hard, John, is the we want to get to the stadium. Like that's the dream. That's the dream. I think everybody wants to get in the stadium, but I think the way we're trying to approach it is not just the stadium, but the bookstore, the alumni halls, all the merchandise shops around this. You know, we're an alumni hall club, and it sold really well through that merchandise shop. And so there's an element there where I think that's our best shot of getting folks who get it. They support the program. They're going there to buy merchandise, hats, whatever it might be. And it's a natural sales path for us. So, between the football and the basketball and the baseball stadiums, and as well as the merchandise shops around the city, that's what we're hoping to get in touch with. So, if any listeners are out there running any of the distribution,
what's stopping that?
We're trying.
Yeah, we're trying to get.
Who do we need to give the what's for to?
Yeah,
we need it.
That's it. No, just keep spreading the word, man. We appreciate the love that you're giving us, John. And Todd, just more FaceTime, getting in front of people. At the end of the day, it's really about eyeballs. There's a lot of people who love Nebraska football, and we just need to let them know exactly. I mean, we want to be very transparent about what it is that we're doing. We're giving direct royalties. So whether you buy on a discount or not, it doesn't matter. It's about they get a set fee or a set royalty every bag that's sold. So whether they get a smoking deal and buy it for a dollar or give us an extra $10 or whatever, it doesn't matter. That's all the same deal it runs to them. So the players love it. You get a delicious treat. It's a consumable. Yeah, people seem to enjoy it. Did you like the jerky, John?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm not a honey barbecue guy, and that was the one I liked more.
Okay. There you go.
I have a couple of marketing campaign ideas I'd like to run past you.
Bring them on.
Okay. Number one, the spring game is coming up this weekend. Have you thought about like a flyover and you just drop packages?
That's a great idea. Do you have a plane by chance, John?
I could get one.
You
know what, if we could do that, we could get one by Saturday.
All right, there you go. I've got no issues with that. That's a beautiful idea.
If we get a little bit more time, maybe by fall, here in Minnesota, we could just sneak over by the stadium and launch something into the air.
Perfect.
That's over beautiful. For that Thursday night game, I'll be up in Minnesota for the opener, John. So I'll make sure I'll get some for you for your arsenal.
And the other marketing campaign I thought of is this: it's a life size poster of Todd and I that you put in the front of stores, and it says we're both wearing your T-shirts, your Pipeline Jerky shirts, and the slogan is "Eat our meat, you sons of bitches."
Okay. Yeah. Well. That's something. We'll take that one back.
We'll kick that one around amongst the locals.
Yeah, kick that one around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that one. It's got a shot, but we'll see.
Hey, you guys probably. When was the Bartles and James campaign, Todd?
Oh my goodness!
Is that too old for these guys?
Probably.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was, Iowa State, and I've got some Iowa State history, but Iowa State capitalized on that when Jim Walden was the football coach and Johnny Orr was the basketball coach, and they had a whole marketing campaign where instead of Bartles and James, it was Walden and Orr. A lot of the same kind of pictures and that kind of stuff. And then they
you need to look up on YouTube the Bartles and James campaign with the two old guys. I'll tell you a story, especially you, Dave. As a young IT guy, I'm an IT consultant by my trade. I remember years ago, I'm sitting in front of this guy in this business, and I described this entire plan to put in their network, build their servers, do all their stuff, first network this company's going to have. And at the end of me talking, the guy in front of me, the business owner, looked at me, then turned it, looked at my boss, and my boss just nodded his head, and the guy looked back at me and said, okay. Do you know what those guys had that I didn't have, Dave?
What?
Gray hair. Do you know what you guys don't have that you need? Gray hair. That's what you need representatives that have gray. I have gray hair. I have more gray. I have gray hair for like 15 people.
John, I had my first one the other day. I took my son into the emergency room for stitches like 2 weeks ago and came home and had one gray hair right down the middle.
It's not enough. So just when you're thinking about the marketing campaign thing, just think about how are we going to reach them old people? Well, you got to have old people to do that.
There you go.
Right? Just there. That's further in my pitch. Okay. What else? You know, the other things I was going to ask you is this. There are the 1890 people are a nil collective. It is the Go Big Red collective by Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys meet with them at all? Do you talk to them?
I've exchanged emails with 1890. Have not spoken with the folks at the Go Big Red project.
Or really?
Whatever the Omaha one is. Yeah. We're kind of.
I would think you'd be like arranging like a Nebraska nil collective Illuminati thing.
Dude, honestly, we just want to be pulling on the rope the same direction. That's all I care about. I mean, it's, you know, if we get, you know, some marching orders from the North Stadium, awesome. If not, you know, I'm having a hell of a time doing it. Having a lot of fun doing this. Speaking for Dave as well.
Yeah, we'd love to work with them. We worked really closely with ABM before. Just hasn't worked as well with 1890 yet, but we'll get there.
We'll get there. Absolutely.
Really? So, okay. Okay, we're going to take a few comments. I think I only pinned two, but because I was listening to you guys is something I usually, it's usually just Todd talking, so I don't listen to him. okay. But a lot of these are, we get some very interesting comments. I don't know if you can see.
I've been reading them, man. You got quite the following.
There you go.
We do. We kind of, you know, we encourage all types.
Cornhusker Corner. Appreciate it.
Cornhusker Corner says the jerky is truly really good, guys. Love the product.
And, Thank you. We appreciate it. Just wait till you try our next couple rounds of product.
He says, Cornhusker Corner again says, get ready to be on game day, David and Zach, when Nebraska makes a natty run, which we all believe this is this year, right?
This will probably be
doing a ton of high profile media spots.
That's awesome.
So that's a funny one.
This is the year, which I will show off. You can buy these at huskysstore.com now, as well as this flag behind me. We've been saying this is the year, and Zach and I have going all the way back to like 2010 or not. One of these years was
when we were freshmen in college. We started texting each other back and forth. Yeah. 2006.
So I think, you know, one of these years we're going to be right. And then they're going to be like, those guys predicted COVID win.
Yep.
So I now laugh. To be fair, I predicted it every year since 2001. But the year we're right, hopefully we are on game day. That'd be all right.
That'd be awesome.
I had a thought and then it went out of my head. That's what happens to old people. See, we can communicate with the other old people. Will go, oh, yeah, I know that. Todd, do you have anything?
I'm really kind of fascinated by this. I just think it speaks highly of these two guys that, you know, they've found a little niche and they're working to build something to support, you know, the offensive linemen. And, you know, it's not I don't know. Sometimes there's a little broken record with those guys. You know, they don't get any respect. You know, they're my old athletic director that I worked with for years. He was an old school football coach. And, you know, he always talked about the show ponies and the draft horses. And those old draft horses up front, they had to make room for the show ponies, and they never got a whole lot of respect. And so I salute you guys for this. And it's, you know, it also is – it's Nebraska. I mean, it is Nebraska. It is, you know, taking a commodity that Nebraska is known for and using that, you know, to support this group of football players. I think it's wonderful.
Appreciate it, Todd. Yeah, I think one funny component of that, Zach, if you remember the weekend we launched when we just like hit fire, you know, the linemen, they're great kids and we've gotten to know them pretty well. And there's an element of like, we launched in the middle of the season after four straight losses or something. And it was not one of the better performances of the line. And so we launched Pipeline Jerky and we got obliterated online. It just was like, I can't believe these guys are thinking about NIL instead of blocking and like all sorts of stuff. And like, but it also created this like massive swarm of like positive, like the, you know, the negative press, any bad, you know, all press is good press in that capacity. And so even this like negative swarm of people being like, what are you doing? There was a whole other folks, you know, section of folks who were like, okay, yeah, we could just complain and complain and complain, or we could do something about it. And these guys are doing something about it, and we're going to get behind them. We're going to buy this turkey, and we're going to support the business. So to me, that was sort of like a, you know, you could kind of see the bifurcation in the road of the fans of like, you can complain a ton. And trust me, I complain more than anybody. And we complain a ton, but like, there's definitely an element now where there's an opportunity with NIL where you can either just complain a ton or you can go and do something about it. And so like, exactly. We've chosen that other path, and there's a ton of people supporting the business and supporting the program in that way of being like, wow, you can be proactive and help to rebuild the program in a way that you never could before. Right. The only ways you could help was just to go buy a ticket. Now you can buy turkey, you can support the players directly, you could buy their t-shirts, you could buy their merchandise. So I think that to us is also this, like, there's been a lot of turning points in this and like aha moments for Zach and I to be like, wait a second, like this is us using our experience to do something positive for the program instead of just complaining a lot, which again, we complain a ton. That's what we did. But now it's like, now we've got this like weird personal vested interest where I'm like, no one is cheering harder for these guys to do it, you know? And they like, you know, if they let somebody go by, you're like, Teddy, come on.
Right. So no, it's been absolutely a riot, guys. It's been so much fun being able to go do this, meet the players, you know, teach these kids a little bit about business, how things are going. And then to really to see, like Dave said, to find the positives in a horrible year. And last year for me personally, it was probably the hardest year I've ever had. I mean, I was very much in the camp of, all right, if it's not going to be Frost, then who? Like, we're done. And guys, I've got Kool-Aid up to the eyeballs now. Like, it starts immediately. You know, I don't know if you guys saw the Iowa game, but I don't see us losing another game. It's
so good. So good. Rinse and repeat. Yeah.
John, bring up not Fred Sacco's last comment, not the last one, but the one before that. But seriously, folks.
Oh, Fred Sacco, he's a regular. He's the guy who distracts us all the time. He says, but seriously, folks, I'm buying the jerky and unfortunately drinking the Kool-Aid yet again. If only there was a Monday therapy session for idiots like me.
That's good.
Fred.
You can't eat the jerky and drink the Kool-Aid at the same time.
It's delicious.
It's combustible. No, back it's
delicious. You have to do it. And as you're eating the jerky, you're, it just starts flowing through you, man.
Drink a beer. Drink some cheap whiskey. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
We say this all the time, though. I think Zach and I talk about this all the time, how like we love ourselves and like our as people in the off season way more than the season itself. Like the season in reality is like it's just a gut punch after gut punch for really like 12 straight weeks of just like another gut punch. And then the off season comes and like we get to be whoever we want to be for 9 months. It's unbelievable. Nine-month period. Like no matter what happens on Saturday at the spring game, it doesn't matter. They still look awesome. We aren't going to tackle anybody. It doesn't really matter. We can be whoever we want. We start businesses. We have all this creative energy. We have all the Kool-Aid we want. And then September comes around and you just get smacked in the face again. You're like, I can't believe it. We're not good again. Yeah, what happened?
I hear you guys. We beat Iowa. We kicked Iowa's ass, and we get to say that for a whole year.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't lost for like 170 days. Guys. I don't know if you know this.
Wait a minute. Wait. It wasn't just football.
It's true.
Basketball.
We swept them in basketball, and we are terrible in basketball, and they're supposed to be good.
Come on, John.
So you got to include that in there because it hurts them. That's the key to this. It hurts them. When you include basketball, they go, ooh, that's the sport where you can actually score points.
That's right.
You know, that's the thing.
Okay. We're going to mop the floor with them in baseball, too. It's going to be a nice clean. We swept them in volleyball. Everything is awesome.
Flavors. Is there any new upcome? Is there anything you could tell us? Any breaking news?
All right. I'll give you some hints.
Here's another offer. Do you need me to come up with names for flavors?
Yes.
No.
Well, the first one's going to be fuck Iowa. The fuck Iowa, whatever. What kind of flavor would that be?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking that one. I don't know. Where do we want to go with that one? I mean, do you want to do like a?
I do like there's an element
like a Mexican like corn dip one. I don't know, like a smoked Mexican corn dip. I can get weird with this stuff. I don't know.
The line you had from was it last season when you said everything's broken, it's all over. Like that's one of my favorite rants of all time. That could be in its entire like merchandise line. Like we've talked a lot about how we have like positive energy in the off season, and then the second like the wheels start coming off, we can launch an entire line of like everything's broken jerky. You know, like next year's the year.
It was fuck everything. There is no hope. Fuck everything. Go big red.
There is no hope. Yeah, there is no hope. Everything's broken. That's like that we shift into that in the middle of the seasons from September through November, and then as soon as November clicks again, we get back onto the. Yeah, now we're back. Yeah, next year's the year.
Here we go. Yep.
Matt Snovak comes up with sweet habanero for the W. I think that would be an excellent flavor for the.
I do have a sweet habanero that goes excellent with the pork, to be honest with you. So I've got that one. That one is one that is in the hopper, Matt. So good. His spidey sense is on. So I will give you. There is another one that we're working. There is one that we're working on for this fall. Think of one of our opponents, that we don't get to play anymore every year. So there's my hint. Pretty obvious, but.
I mean, you can do all sorts of weird things with you can do all sorts of weird things with animals. I mean, like juicy gopher, you know.
John.
Like, yeah, John, what are you talking about, buddy?
John, we're going off the rails here.
Yeah.
What? That's normally what I do in life. That's what I do. We could come up with a badger thing. You know, okay. In terms of sales, people can go to the Pipeline Jerky website.
Yep.
No matter where they are in the world, or do you just ship in the United States?
We are only shipping in the United States. So shipping meat internationally is what I do during my day job. And it's a lot harder than you realize. Like, there's a lot of getting meat across federal borders is a challenge. So not yet. I've had a lot of folks in Canada reach out to me. Well, I have smuggled it north. We did have one guy, one of our players, had some stuff overseas, which is kind of funny. I was like, he didn't know the rules, and I was like, whoops.
Yeah.
But oh well.
I think we probably shipped to what 20 states, something.
Oh no, way more than that. We did 20 states in the first weekend.
I know there's.
I bet we're in the mid 40s. I think on states.
Yeah, it's cool.
We've not gone to Alaska or Hawaii. Hoping that Ben Scott's family or something ordered something in Hawaii. So we can cross that one off.
That part's been fun. Is I think you know, you kind of went into this thinking like, okay, we'll just sell to Omaha and Lincoln. And then you have just this outpouring of support from, you know, 40 plus states. So that's been fun.
Everywhere, guys. It's unbelievable how far this thing reaches. It's wild.
Fred has a suggestion. This is actually a suggestion in case you want to contact somebody who is an expert. Fred Sacco says, our former head coach got meat across a ton of borders. And there you go. Okay, so people go to the website from anywhere in the continental or the United States, and they can buy jerky online. Is there a membership they can get?
Yeah, monthly.
Monthly memberships. Yeah, there's recurring There's recurring order ones. We actually have quite a few people who are on it. They get their monthly fix. And, you know, it's one bag, two bags. We have one guy who's on a 10 bag a month deal. We're like, all right, buddy, you keep going. Like,
it's great. Yeah, I think
there's a lot of jerky.
Holy shit. Yeah. So we can deliver anywhere from minimum 2 to 3 bags on that subscription all the way up to as many as you want delivered. But you know, you'll find with these bags you eat them in a sitting, so it's something that you buy and then you come back. And I mean, that's also been cool. And like I've worked in e-commerce the last 15 years. I've really never seen a business like this that has like the recurring customers that are coming back at the volume that we're seeing them come back. And I think because we have this emotional component to the team. Of you know, folks who are buying it for the first time and are giving it a try, they're usually buying like 2 or 3 at a time, and then we're seeing them come back, you know, in waves, and they're buying, you know, $50 worth or $100 worth each time they come back. And so that's been cool to see too, is that there's, you know, it's not just a one-time deal where they buy them for stocking stuffers at Christmas, but they're coming back again and again because, you know, I think the Husker fans are appreciated, but it's also good jerky, so that helps too.
I don't know, very biased. I think the stuff's fire. It's really really good.
Linda Wilkins coming in for Hawaii. I like that.
All right, appreciate it, Linda.
Linda Wilkins is one of our regulars. She says, I will order some for my son who lives in Hawaii, and you can check that state off the list. We'll order on Tuesday. You know who's missing here is one of our women regulars who actually lives in Alaska and bought leggings from me. Okay, that okay. Sounds kind of weird. That sounds kind of weird. Okay, you can go right here to cobbycorn.com and you can actually buy leggings from me. That is kind of a weird statement, but you can go there. She was in Alaska, so there you go. We could find her and get that state crossed off the list. So for people, I have seen people, I maybe earlier in the chat, or guys that when I tweeted this out or mentioned this too, they said, well, I don't have any. Well, there's your thing. Get on the subscription thing, and then you always have it. For crying out loud, this is America. We can do this stuff.
We can get it to your door.
Let's see, flavors, memberships, they've got subscriptions. You know, where are we at? We're at 41 minutes. If you guys want to stick around, we're going to go through a bunch of other sports. And this is the rest of this, we can talk about sports.
I like sports.
Unless you have anything else you need to add for the jerky stuff.
No way, guys. We should appreciate everybody's support. All the love that comes right, you know, through all this stuff. Again, pipeline-jerky.com. That was a quick business lesson too. Pipeline jerky, some person in Russia squatting on my domain name. So I learned that one the hard way. But yeah, as soon as I trademarked the name, within about 4 or 5 minutes, Pipeline Jerky got bought. Pipelinejerky.com. So I had to go pipeline-jerky.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I'll grab some driving through West Point tomorrow. I'll get my first fix.
So, yeah, swing by Gray Beals there in right downtown West Point. They'll have it.
There we go.
Okay.
We go.
Do you guys want to stick around? Or are you gonna
certainly?
You tell us, John. Just thanks for having us on. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, I guess here's the thing. What happened like today is the Nebraska Athletic Department updated everybody with a new Herbie Husker. Everybody's thoughts on Herbie, new Herbie Husker.
As he's supposed to be.
I love it.
He's the old Herbie looked like Steve Peterson. That was part of a problem.
Yeah. I love it. My Twitter logo has been the old Herbie since we started 13 years ago. So I've loved that old logo forever. I never liked the newer version of it. I never thought it like hit. I think it's great. I'm glad he's doing it. I feel like Trev's hitting the high notes.
Yeah,
he's made a slam dunk, you know, big time slam dunk hire. I think he says all the right things. He's doing the right things on the fundraising trail, and now you add this to the list.
You know, I'm kind of glad. You know,
it's almost. Go ahead, Todd. Sorry,
I'm kind of glad to see. I looked at the whole style manual. They had that, you know, available today, and I was really excited to see that they do have Herbie. You know, the logo of Herbie. You know, with the other sports, with a variety of sports. You know, and I always thought that was kind of cool, you know, the schools that have that. So I was really, really happy to see that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Business casual Herbie out the door. Glad to see it. Let's move on. Get back to our roots.
I guess on Trev Albert, what I'd actually say about that, it's like he's a guy who's actually paying attention to what's going on with Nebraska and what's going on, you know, with our sports. Actually pays attention to day-to-day things that need to be done. And he seems to be fixing them at a very quick speed. Nebraska baseball is in number one in the Big Ten.
Yeah, you betcha. They finished a weekend series sweeping Northwestern. I was down at the game yesterday, and my goodness gracious, 7 home runs. It didn't hurt that you had gale force winds blowing, you know, out to right and right center. It was also a game where, you know, every dad of a little leaguer that ever has chewed his son or daughter's ass for misjudging a fly ball should have been at that game yesterday, because you saw college athletes just spinning around 360, 480 degrees because of what the wind was doing with those fly balls yesterday. But nonetheless, you know, Bryce Matthews is on a tear. Max Anderson is on a tear. Those two guys are both hitting above 400. You know, Nebraska is on top of the Big Ten Conference. They're also leading almost all of the offensive categories. So good for them. hopefully we get starting pitching figured out. Tough game tomorrow night against Creighton. And the series of the year will be this weekend over in Iowa City, where the best offense in the Big Ten will face the best pitching in the Big Ten. So
the Friday night starter for Iowa got banged up pretty bad against Minnesota.
He did. They hit
Minnesota. Gave up 7 in like 3 innings, something like that.
Yeah, Minnesota whipped him pretty good. Brody Breck is his name. And
yep.
Unfortunately, I will not be able to go to Iowa City because I will have been kidnapped and taken to the spring game in Lincoln, Nebraska. But that's okay. That's all right.
Yeah, life is so hard for Todd.
Yeah.
How fun would it be if Nebraska baseball got back to being, you know, a top program? I think those years in 2005, 2006 were unbelievable, back to the Java Chamberlain years and Alex Gordon years. I mean, that'd be a ton of fun. I just, you know, you love seeing the game was sold out yesterday and just a huge crowd. So I think it's awesome. You see how the fans rally around. They'll rally around no matter what, but they really rally around, you know, a good team.
A huge crowd on not the nicest day. I mean, it was
awful outside. It was awful.
Yep. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yep.
So just wait till we start winning softball, Todd.
Softball swept Indiana, and they are sitting second in the conference right now. Rhonda Revelle has turned this program around. You know, to think, what was it? It's only been 4 or 5 years ago that there was a push to get rid of her. And she has done nothing but positive things with that program since then. And, you know, they play Wisconsin this weekend. And I think the following weekend, they take on Northwestern, who's leading the conference in softball. So good times for them.
Bowling.
Third at the NCAA tournament. Third's not here.
They lost to who? Arkansas State?
I think Arkansas State.
Four pins.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the spring game. Are you, Dave and Zach, are you guys going to the spring game?
We'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, because we got the event Friday. Rolls right into it, and we're excited for it. I mean, I think it's gonna be super interesting to see what Rule does with it. I think I don't fully, you know, he seems to be a hard knocks ones versus ones, two versus, you know, type guy. So hopefully we get to see something.
What are you guys? What's the one thing that you want to see at the spring game? What are you going to be watching for at the spring game?
Jeff Sims, for me, I think. You know, I think it's hopefully he lets him do some stuff. I think I've watched enough of his film from Georgia Tech that, you know, he's a player. And so hopefully it'll be super interesting to see what he does and what Rule tries to have him do in this offense. I think Kevin Casey Thompson out's a little tough because you can't quite gauge how good he's going to be against, you know, him and if he plays or not. But he's definitely one to take a look at.
Yeah, I just want to see some offensive linemen just pounding guys. I want to see some defensive linemen on their backs. I don't care if they're walk-ons, whatever. I want to see some guys getting flattened. Dave and I were talking about the pancake stat. We were talking about with the 94 offensive linemen. Those guys averaged like 13 or 14 pancakes a game per player.
Each player.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I want to see guys eating dirt. Like
I've been going deep on the 94 pipeline just because I'm interviewing these guys on Friday as part of it. And I'm like double checking these numbers. Like these aren't like, right. Aaron Grahams is like, he didn't give up a sack, you know, his entire career. He's like, okay, like, you know, we gave up 33 sacks last year alone. The 94 O-line did not give up a single sack, not one.
Right.
They had Joel Wilkes had 142 pancakes himself. Yeah. Like just these numbers that you're like, oh yeah, but he only beat Zach Wiegert by 3 because Zach Wiegert had 139. You're like, how is 139, 15 per game. It's like every other play. Like, what is going on? I mean, then you watch those games, and they just had guys on their backside at all times.
How many blowouts do we have too? Those guys didn't get to play every game. You know, they didn't play all 4 quarters. They were playing
game, yeah.
Yeah, they were playing. They're, you know, they did the first series, the second half, and were out a lot.
Yeah, it's math that I couldn't even do. It's like, I'm sorry, you didn't get up a single sack, not one sack.
It's got to be a typo.
I'm kind of like you guys. I said it last week. I am looking for one play where a lineman pulls. Give me one play where a lineman pulls. That's all I'll be satisfied. Yeah. That will make my spring game.
I think, you know, Rhule's so good. I've been unbelievably impressed with his ability to pander to the fan base. You know, if I were to predict his ability to like pander to fan base, I think he's going to have an I formation. I think he's going to have a fullback draw. I think he's going to give like one of those for each of them to like just throw red meat to the wolves, you know, just like, hey, Husker fans, I'm going to run the fullback all the time. And then like, we're going to spend the next 6 months going nuts. And then September comes and there's no fullback on the roster. But I just think he's like, I think he knows.
So first play is a fullback trap or an option?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got a Jeff Sims option, just like puts it in the fullback's belly.
It'd get me going, guys.
But speaking of pandering, I didn't say what I'm there to see. And what I'm there to see is thousands and thousands of Nebraska fans enjoying the day and all together for something they love, which is Nebraska football. And that's really it. Just the goodness.
The goodness of all the people. It should be something that brings us together.
The goodness.
Come on, Todd. I rarely get to do this gooey stuff. I'm not very good at it.
Let me have my moment. Add it to the list of things that help us win off-season national championships. But I think there's, 60,000 folks that are planning to go. And, you know, it's another chance for us to puff our chests out. And, you know, because everybody else, you look across the country and it's like people get 10,000, 20,000, 5,000 people at the game. So I think if I saw the stat right earlier this week, it was that 60,000 is going to be more than the rest of the Big Ten, like almost combined. So, you know, it's a fan base unlike any other to come out and support the team after a 4-8 season. It's just like, you know, it's indescribable.
Okay, a couple comments from people. Matt Snovak says blocking in all cap letters. You know, whenever I see that, I think, don't you guys want to see a defensive line that just doesn't allow blocking? It's always kind of a weird thing in the spring game, you know, Linda Wilkins does come in with this comment. Linda Wilkins says, John, did you see my ordering information? They need to fix that. I'm not sure what she's talking about, but you know what we'll do? Mm-hmm. After this, I'll have Linda get a hold of me with whatever is going on. And
yeah, Linda, call us.
info@pipeline-jerky.com is our general email. Dave and I will get back at you.
And then Fred Sacco, I should read all. You know, one of the keys about Fred's comments is you need to read the whole thing before I actually say them most of the time. And people, we make that mistake all of the time. So Fred Sacco says, new Herbie video, goosebumps, says something about us as a fan base and also Husker Vision ability to put out such a slick video. Great all the way around. They do a damn good job. You know, they are really good at social media, really good at the visuals.
I tell you what, I give them props. It's April 17th, most random Monday possible. And I'm sitting there hitting refresh, like, what are they launching next? Like, their ability to, like, entertain us throughout the year is wildly impressive.
It is.
Spring game, I don't know. I don't know anything else, Todd. Do you know anything else?
No, I just know that I'm really looking forward to it, John, because I'm going to get to hang out with you.
Oh my God!
I am going to have my handheld device so I can keep track of the baseball game while I'm at scrimmage.
I'm sure that you'll be around a bunch of Nebraska fans who won't have any idea about baseball, Todd.
There you go.
Especially since we're playing Iowa. Okay, you know, we usually end with some kind of story. David or Zach, do you want to just tell us a story? Anything. Something that happened in your childhood together, or your younger years, real quick.
I did see one comment that came across that I want to touch on real quick. Somebody asked if we've been in contact with folks from Big Corn Energy. Want to give those guys a shout out. We talk to them kind of regularly. Great guys. We haven't done anything together yet, but keep your ear to the ground in case something does happen in a collaboration. They came out of the same think tank as us down with the ABM guys. So it's a good product. Gets you buzzing. Yeah.
Is this it?
That's it.
It's good.
They're good folks.
Great people.
Good folks pulling the rope the same direction as us. They same idea, launching a business, put, you know, credit them also for stepping into the box, step up to the plate and take a swing. Try it.
Okay. Was that your story?
No, that wasn't my story. How about this? All right. At my wedding, the night before the wedding, Dave gave a speech the night before my wedding at the rehearsal dinner where he told the story about, it might have been the birth of the this is the year slogan. I had called Dave one night after, it was probably what, 2006, 2007 time frame. I called him just absolutely crushed after a loss. This was, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think this was, it was the Callahan's, like, the first year, was it one of Callahan's second years maybe? I don't know. And I called him just absolutely crushed and said, man, dude, I was wrong, Dave. I can't find this thing. Like, I've never felt so wrong in my life that, you know, this wasn't the year. Because it's next year. Let's go. That's the exact same feeling I've got now for this upcoming year that we are going to, like, we had the numbers wrong. 2023 is the correct year. That's the right math we needed. And here we go. We'll get it rolling. I see absolutely zero losses on the schedule. We'll roll. It'll be good.
Oh my God. Yes. I try to stay away from that much Kool-Aid until August.
No, it's, come on. Yeah, it's
time to go, baby.
It's funny that, I mean, Zach and I often talk about from a story standpoint, we go all the way back to our childhood where like the highest thing we could possibly achieve is something, you know, involved being a part of helping Nebraska win. Like that was it. There's no other, like there's all these other dreams that people have of like, you know, oh, I want to like buy like all these other things. And ours are always like, no, I just want Nebraska to win. Like that's it. The entire life has always revolved around like, how do we just get this team to be better so we can enjoy our Saturdays? It's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess sure. It'd be cool if we had like, you know, all this money and yachts and all sorts of stuff, but I'd rather Nebraska just be good. So that's where it's like, it's funny that this has all come back together to just, this is our, you know, we're working towards it now.
Yep, we are. Such an easy passion.
That is amazing. Honestly, that is kind of cool, I guess. I don't know of anything else I can ask you. Husk guys, if I was a prepared host, I would have put your Twitter account up there. But I'm not. But you are Husk guys on Twitter. Do you live on Twitter? Because every time I go on there, it's like, oh my God, that guy again. What the hell, Jesus?
I would say I spent an inordinate amount of time on Twitter, and have for the last decade.
A long time.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long Twitter guy. Long time. Yeah, it's one of those people ask me like, how'd you get it so big? Like, well, it's, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day for 10 years. You know, so
10,000 hours, baby.
Yeah, here's your 10,000 hours. Just, you know, how many useless tweets can you send out before a couple get pretty good? And then all of a sudden, before you know it, and no, it's fun. We try to have fun with it. I run with my brother Andrew, and then my brother Ray is helping out with our merchandise store and is doing an awesome job. So it's fun. I mean, I kind of been laughing. It's like the number one rule in business is not to go into business with your friends and your family. And I've done both now. So, yeah, you know, I've got my best friend on line one and then my brother's on line two. So that's been good to, you know, go against literally rule number one in business, but we're having a good time doing it.
Having a great time doing it, making absolutely no money, but having a ton of fun.
Soon.
I will keep you on my nightly prayers, David.
Appreciate it.
The whole family friend things, man. I've seen a number of those turn out good and a number of those turn out the other way. So
this one's turned out good.
Whatever.
This is gonna be amazing.
Listen, just so you guys publicly, I'll say this. If you guys need anything, if you need any help promoting this stuff, if you need anything at all, let me know. Todd and I will be in the spring game. So maybe we can meet out front before the thing starts or something. And you can, you know, you can see our glorious gray hair in person and go, oh my God, those guys need to be part of a marketing campaign for pipeline.
that's the bod we need. That's it.
Who's gonna reach those older guys? Okay, thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks guys so much. And, go big red.
Great to talk to you.
See you guys.
Yeah. Good night, John.
Good night, Todd.